This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Thursday, September 28th. No longer a top 10 cruise destination. In a recent town hall meeting with Carnival Corporation, Grand Turk residents voiced concern over the current state of the Grand Turk Cruise Center, although Grand Turk's profitability and customer satisfaction ratings have decreased due to drug incidents and guest behavior. There was productive dialogue in the meeting. Carnival acknowledged the need for more onshore activities to enhance the guest experience. And so far, future plans for the cruise center include a sustainable recycling initiative and increased security at the public beaches. Carnival said they would also like to see more local vendors setting up at the cruise center. Grand Turk is projected to see 1.1 million cruise passengers in 2024. And as Royal Caribbean sailing towards a more adult-oriented experience, the cruise line is raising the age limit for the Solarium to 18. Previously, it was ages 16 and up. Royal said the change was driven by guest feedback. The only pushback on the announcement has been, how much will it be enforced? Carnival's adults-only Serenity area is also 18+. In other Royal Caribbean news, the line is now taking in-pool daybed reservations for the upcoming Icon of the Seas. These daybeds are situated in the Hideaway on Deck 15. Now, there are two types of daybeds available for booking on either port or sea days, accommodating up to four guests, although there is no shade here. The in-pool daybeds come with chilled champagne, bottled water, and pool towels. Prices start at $200 for an ocean view daybed and up to $350 for an in-pool daybed. And when Princess Cruises Sun Princess sails next year, it'll have 29 signature eateries and lounges on board. Highlights include a Japanese teppanyaki experience, a modern twist on an Irish pub at Mally's, and the seafood place, The Catch, by Chef Rudy Soderman. The promenade will also have great selections, including gourmet burgers, pizza, and a variety of ice creams, while keeping favorites like the Crown Grill, Sabatini's, and Alfredo's Pizzeria. Sun Princess is due out in February. And cruise line stocks were up on Wednesday. Carnival Corporation up 1.6%, 13.98. Royal Caribbean up 1.7%, 91.96. And Norwegian up 6%, 16.29. Breaking news in this week's podcast, a review of Carnival Celebration at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.